As we near the end of our sesshin, you must make every moment count. To make an analogy with climbing the mountain, you are well into the descent. Your step becomes ever more positive, energetic, brave. Isn't this your experience? First and second days, you started off slowly, steadily, not getting hasty, not turning up the fire too high. But gradually, with practice under your belt, you became increasingly intent. Your sincerity is deepening. Now, you are ready to give your life to this practice. You are ready to lay down everything. Everything is very straightforward. When you are able to lay down your life, all the world does the same. From beginningless time, isn't it the case that everything is working together? Everything in mutual harmony. Everything arises thanks to everything. So, your life is a great gift. Everything, great gift. It appears to you that the world is I, me, mine. I made it. I did this. I made that. But in truth, nothing in the universe is made by any such I. Why? How is it so? Because everything, all things arise thanks to all things. All things arise perfectly intertwined. Thanks to you. Thanks to you. Thanks to you. Listen. All things are born of causes and conditions. Even supposing there were a fixed self, okay, where is it? What is this fixed thing? There never was, nor is, nor will ever be such a fixed, solid being. All things are simply received, reception, direct reception. It is openly and honestly received. Openly and honestly, it echoes, step by step, step by step. All things are born of causes and conditions. There is no stingy self, only step by this step. This born of causes and conditions, this. You may go ahead and courageously accept that this is the way it is. You are not being misled. Thanks to all being, this. Whatever may be seen, whatever may be heard, whatever may be tasted, whatever may be thought or felt, whatever may be done, it is all the straightforward reality of causes and conditions coming together. Tears of gratitude flow. How lovingly we are blessed. But we are so utterly, completely, eternally blessed that we go on without noticing our bounty. If it were only that we go without noticing, that's still not so bad. endearingly naive that it is. In truth, we do far worse than simply fail to notice when we hold ourselves above others. We are haughty and scornful of others. We blame our problems on others. Whether we want to or not, we hurt others. If you hadn't done that, things wouldn't have turned out like this. He did this and that. That's her fault. This is typical self-defense. But happily, there is no one here now expending energy on self-defense. Rather, you are casting off body and mind, forgetting about them. Throw yourself into the house of Buddha. Do this, your practice, with noble urgency. Exhaust all your life energy doing this one doing. I ask you to do it. I beg you to do it. Plead with you to do it. But I can see in your faces that you have already made your mind up to continue this one doing intently. Your faces are telling me, I know what I have to do, without you telling me again. The brave attain enlightenment in one name, in this one doing. Those who have done it can only nod quietly in assent. Yes, that's just the way it is. You will confirm it for yourself. This one step that you make is timeless. This one step, all being is dedicated, dedicating itself, exhausting its energy in this one step. This is all there is. Look, the skies are vast, 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 limitless. Within this vast, grand, broad-minded, big-minded truth, there is nowhere so much as a trace of me, me, me. And you are busily trying to contain truth into a tiny 1 square centimeter frame. Truth is vast. Truth is you yourself. From the beginning, big mind, spacious like the skies, all giving, all devoting, all dedicating. What courage, what nobility. The white cloud floats through the big sky in silence. I too move in silence. It must not be a false silence. It must be the genuine. The great sky embraces all beings. The great sky envelops all beings. And the sky never demands payment, never demands our gratitude. Who is to demand? What is to be demanded? There is no self, no self-nature. How free, what ease. Hey, why does the sky get all the praise? What about the great earth? Of course, if the great earth were to say such a thing, it wouldn't be the great earth. This boundless earth that we walk. She knows no bounds in giving. Here you are, it's all for you. Now it's a road, now a mountain, now a valley, now land for your house. Perpetually meeting in agreement with time, place, and circumstance. Just right. Humans, always relying on the intellect, we just can't help but be greedy and grasping. We continue to demand and challenge the Great Earth. But the Great Earth answers us with patience, forbearance, tolerance. This gives us pause to reflect on ourselves. And the Great Earth is always perfectly accepting. Good. Good. We mindlessly trample the earth. And yet the earth is completely tolerant and accepting. Good. Good. One who practices patience is one of great power. We receive only tolerance. We are enveloped in this great, great mind. So what can we do in return? We can be thoroughly, openly receptive. I am receiving everything. I am blessed with all things. Perfectly blessed. All things are simply received. This is life laid down. Exhausting, exhausting. Self completely. All being laid down in offering. Where is there any foothold for a stingy small mind? All conditioned things are without self-nature. Without self-nature, no coming, no going, no coming. No going, no coming, no attaining, no grasping, no grasping, great emptiness. This we call prajnaparamita. This is to say, in other words, all being is joyfully, simply being of service. Joyfully benefiting all things. You have hurried in to announce to me that the bottom of the bucket is broken, dropped away. But I must tell you, not yet. While you may be close, very close, you've still got to stay with it, not yet. You are still holding on. You have not been able to let go completely. In the morning, we chant the names of the Dharma lineage. We chant Tokuo Ryoko Daiyosho. He was working on the Koan Mu with all his energy, all the energy he could muster, dedicating himself with total fervor. Just Mu. One with Mu. He continued 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 6 years. But he could not break through once and for all. He came to the point of utter desperation. He was able to make his final determination. He truly made up his mind to lay down his life for this. He sat down to do his final zazen with a sharp sword in his right hand. In his left hand, he tightly held a stick of incense. He lit the incense, which was enough for one round of zazen. His zazen, that chu, was decided one doing. Decided one doing. This one doing. He had made up his mind that if he did not attain enlightenment in the one single round of Zazen, he would take his own life in apology. This one doing deeply decided. This one doing. The incense honestly burned itself, steadily burned itself down. There was no looking away, no this or that, no getting entangled in thoughts and feelings and ideas, no identifying with thoughts and feelings. Heart and soul, just one with this practice. As the incense burned down to his hand, ouch! This one stroke, with this one stroke, he forgot self, just self-forgotten. How fervently did Tokuo then pour heart and soul into his prostrations. Thank you. Thank you. It's just as the Master says it is. Vast, like the skies, nothing in excess, nothing lacking. You must realize it for yourself. And then you will say, with intense, intense gratitude, it's just as the teacher says. There is no place to pin logic. Tokuo ryoko daiyosho, hogan soren daiyosho. He passed his teaching to his disciple. The brave attain enlightenment in one Nen. Those who have not attained enlightenment in past lives must do so now. Do not waste this body, the fruit of countless lifetimes. Time and time and time and time again, protected, nurtured, cared for. Now, you have received this human birth. Now is the crystallization of countless lifetimes, the fruit of all the universe. What's more, you have gained this glorious opportunity to meet with the Buddha's teaching. Don't think it came easy. All beings are Buddha, endowed with Buddha virtue, Buddha wisdom. But how few ever have the chance to hear this, to practice it. The verification seal of the entire universe is stamped right here. Do not be complacent. Do not falsely assume, well, I have this Dharma connection. If I don't attain realization this lifetime, I will certainly do so in the next. You cannot assume so. You do not know what seeds you have planted. You are surrounded on all sides by people who are suffering anguish, deep, deep anguish. You are surrounded on all sides by people who are lost in dark worlds. You cannot forsake the suffering beings around you. Receiving the limitless mercy and blessings of the universe, you cannot be content to give yourself to a small, pitiful me. It would be unpardonable. And it isn't in the cards for you to give up. There is only for you to do this. What we receive, who we are, is unfathomable, unfathomable. Our mutual indebtedness is boundless. when Shakyamuni Buddha attained profound enlightenment, he first visited his mother, who had died within a week of giving him birth. Giving his life. Giving. Life is giving. Giving of itself. Wholly. As it is, as we are before profound enlightenment, we seek to help another, we seek to free another, and yet we tend to add some burden rather than take a burden away. So, what is there to do but this? Stick with it. Now is the time. All the myriad things are my great teacher. Is there anywhere any small self? All things are, from the beginning, dropped away. Only this. That is why a single pebble on the lane is doing you a great kindness. There is no thing, no one, to whom you are unrelated, disconnected. And each and every encounter that we have is one of a kind special, one in the universe. What's more, each thing that we encounter is truth, guarding and protecting us. The leaves which dry and flutter to the ground are leaves of compassion, leaves of goodness. Good, good. I vow not to cross over to the other shore before all beings have crossed. Always and forever, life is giving its all, exhausting its life energy for you, for all being. You are saying, yes, I understand. Life is this, just this. But it is not enough to understand. You must practice this. Don't take the time off to understand. Be this. Nod your head yes, and do your practice at full steam. Do not append anything to the practice, ideas, commentary, logic, my way. Just the doing. Just counting this breath. Following this breath. Mu, the sound of one hand, your original face, Shkantaza. I vow to carry through with this practice now. The practice you've been given, so direct, so intimate. Do not do anything but this. Yes. I intend to follow through. Your intention is full, strong. The sound of the falling leaf upon the wooden door. Buddha's voice, Buddha's form. A Buddha tear. Everywhere, Buddha's tears are raining. Buddha is shedding tears of poignance, taking every form. Please, please continue your practice so that you may feel the Buddha tears fall upon you. together with all beings, we attain the way.